This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Search and rescue crews continue to dig through mounds of muddy debris in central Texas, looking for bodies and possible survivors from Friday's catastrophic flooding that killed at least 104 people, including 27 campers and staffers at a girls' summer camp. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is in hard-hit Kerrville.
For some, like Emily Gutierrez, who is missing three family members, hope has given way to an agonizing reality.
We don't know. We genuinely don't know as much as we want to pray and hope. There's only so much a human can actually hold on.
In addition to the first responders, hundreds of volunteers have come together to walk the riverbank amid challenging conditions.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells CBS News state lawmakers should consider funding new sirens in the weeks to come.
Maybe that would spark people to say, oh, we have a massive disaster like 5 minutes away.
President Trump pressed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to continue negotiations on a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza when the two men met at the White House. Trump told reporters,
I don't think there is a holdup. I think things are going along very well.
Israel continues to strike Gaza with hundreds killed in the past few days, including many trying to access food deliveries. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass confronted dozens of armed federal agents who stormed the city's MacArthur Park.
Frankly, it is outrageous and un-American that we have federal armed vehicles in our parks when nothing is going on in the parks.
A Department of Homeland Security spokeswoman says it was an immigration enforcement operation. No word on whether anyone was detained. No more bare feet at the airport. A nearly two-decade-old rule is falling by the wayside.
CBS News has confirmed that the Transportation Security Administration is beginning to scrap the requirement that passengers remove their shoes while going through airport security. Aviation safety consultant Todd Curtis with AirSafe.com.
To get rid of this rule, I think, is a good thing because there are other systems in place, some seen, some not seen, that are protecting travelers from explosives and other contraband.
The change is already in effect at some airports and will be phased in across the nation. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A Seattle grunge band is down a member.
We were out on the day.
After 27 years, drummer Matt Cameron says he's taken his final steps down the riser for the Mighty Pearl Jam. 62-year-old doesn't say why, but thanks his bandmates in a social media post for giving him the opportunity of a lifetime. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents will soon lose a neighborhood pharmacy. Walgreens is preparing to close its North Memorial Drive location on August 5th. The company is apologizing for any inconvenience, and they're offering resources to help customers transition to other Walgreens locations or manage prescriptions online. Walgreens is providing a helpline to support impacted customers during the transition. It was less than a month ago a car smashed into that building, causing a temporary shutdown. It's not believed the closure and the crash are connected. Racine County is mourning the death of retired Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe. He passed away Sunday, just months after his retirement in April. Chief Babe is being remembered as a respected leader and a dedicated public servant who made a lasting impact on the Burlington department and community. Funeral details have yet to be announced. The Land of the Rising Sun is front and center at the Racine Public Library this month. Thanks to a grant from the UW-Madison Center of East Asian Studies, the library is offering a month-long Japanese cultural exchange series. Activities range from a Japanese calligraphy and origami workshop to a judo demonstration and a book display on Japanese culture. Organizers say the efforts reflect Racine's commitment to international partnerships and cultural inclusion. The first of several free events is next week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers and the Dodgers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game two of the Brewers and Dodgers in Milwaukee. Last night, Andrew Vaughn, picked up in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Savalier, arrived in Milwaukee past midnight after being called up Sunday. Vaughn at the plate, bottom of the first with two on, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn right away. And Vaughn sends it away.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Dodgers. Vaughn, only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer.
That was pretty cool just to, you know, be a part of something bigger myself, being a part of the Brewers. And he definitely blacked out running around the bases. You know, it was special.
Basketball, the Bucks have restructured Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract to push back his payday for guaranteed money, but adds to the total amount he'll receive as a point guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid 60s. And looking mostly sunny on Wednesday, high in the upper 70s. Dry Thursday, some rain for Friday. Currently it's 66.
I'm tired. I'm always tired. I know I come across as high energy. I'm always tired, and I'm married to a woman who never sleeps. I don't know if anyone's with a non-sleeper, but if you attempt to get rest with a non-sleeper, you appear selfish. Every night, my wife's like, oh, you're going to bed? It's 3 a.m. Oh, I thought you loved me. I do. Is there something you need to tell me? I'm tired! I'm always tired. People think I'm hungover.
They're like, you trying one on last night?
No, there's just my body trying to stay alive. I become one of those guys when I'm sitting in a chair and I go to get out of the chair, people around me are like, I don't think he's going to be able to do it. It's 50-50. I have to make a plan.
Throw your head forward, wish for the best.
It affects what I wear. I see people in lace-up boots and I'm like, never! How much free time do you have? What do you have, your own butler? Eventually my wife was like, we should find out why you're so tired. And I'm like, I think it's you.
what's ironic is only one of the five Beach Boys actually did any surfing. Who knew how to surf? That was Dennis Wilson. Carl Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, Brian Wilson. Didn't know how to surf. They fooled us, huh? I'm Don Rosen. It's 10 minutes after 6. A very pleasant good morning to you. It is a Tuesday. You're already back in regular mode after the long holiday weekend. You know what? Yesterday, I didn't know what day it was. I don't know why. It just was a long weekend for me. And it just, I got back Monday and I wasn't sure of the day. But today I am. It's Tuesday. Anyway, good morning. Coming up a little later on, we have Amy Hernandez. Mac is going to be in here. She's going to be performing in town. We've got a couple of tunes from her we're going to play as well. That's after 7 o'clock. But right now, we've got Dion DiMucci, better known as just Dion. Here's Dion of the Belmonts, Teenager in Love. Local news, timeless hits, 24/7 at WRJN.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. 'Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Must I be a teenager in love? In love. Why must I be a teenager in love? In love? Why must I be a teenager in love?
It's 6:13, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Today, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80. Cloudy, chance of more showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Lows around 68. But tomorrow, just a sunny day with a high near 79. That's kind of comfy. Right now, we've got 63 degrees with a cloudy sky at Radio Park. All right, here's a nightmare for you. A guy's pet snake got loose at his apartment. Then it got into the building's pipes and came up through a neighbor's toilet and bit the guy. Now, they don't say where he got bit, but I can imagine where he got bit. Maybe I don't want to imagine where he got bit. 6:14 at WRJ and Hometown Radio Refresh from Civic Media. Here's Smokey and the Miracles. Tracks of My Tears.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two. Girl, seeming like I'm having fun.
Into the Miracles, Tracks of My Tears. It's 6:16, local news. Timeless, it's WRJN. Partly sunny day on tap today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms at the high near 80, 63 and cloudy right now here at Radio Park. All right, celebrities are just like the rest of us, sometimes. Here's a list of surprising jobs that celebrities had before they became famous, like Gwen Stefani. She worked at Dairy Queen. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was a dishwasher at a pizza parlor. Brad Pitt, he was dressed as a chicken, handed out flyers for El Pollo Loco. I guess that's out in California. Margot Robbie, she worked at a Subway. Matthew McConaughey, this one's interesting, exterminated armadillos for a golf course. Whoa. Tom Cruise was a bellhop for a hotel, and Jennifer Aniston worked as a telemarketer selling timeshares. Yours truly started his radio career cleaning toilet bowls. When I got out of high school, I got a job as a janitor at my local radio station, and I loved it. I was in radio at age 18 in the New York area, too. That was kind of tough to get a job there in radio. But I did. Clean it up. It's 6:17, local news. Timeless, it's WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Refresh the Civic Media Station, WRJM with Three Dog Night and Black and White. Going to be partly sunny today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80. Looks like cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low 68, but sunny tomorrow. Beautiful day. Highs near 79. Cloudy, 63 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, got a new poll here. Looked at the most popular summertime activities. Here they are in order. We're going to start from number 10, okay? Having a picnic. Number 9, watching fireworks, although 16% of Americans don't like fireworks. I don't like them going off every night after the 4th of July, but that's just me. Stargazing, number 8, preceded by swimming in a pool, hiking or nature walks. I used to like those. Now I need benches when I walk. Let's see, going to the beach. By the way, on the news, they're showing all these sharks at Rockaway Beach in Queens, and they made all the news, all these sharks swimming. That's where, as a kid, that's where I used to go to the beach all the time. Whoa, now there are sharks there. All right, road trips, number 4, grilling, number 3, going on vacation, 2, and number 1, our favorite summertime activity, which I guess you could do all year round if you wanted to, eating ice cream or popsicles. Yes.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. Your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. You cried in bed.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. You told a lie.
Big girls do cry. Big girls.
Oh, cry.
They don't cry.
Big girls. Oh, cry.
That's just an alibi.
Seasons, Big Girls Don't Cry, 627. Local news, Tamla sits here at WRJN. Hey, the tropicalfruit.com did another roundup of things that happened 10 years ago this week. Your odds of winning the Powerball got worse 10 years ago. They added 10 more balls in the Powerball game. And a kid passed his driving test. Then his mom crashed her car into the DMV. It happened at a DMV in Huntsville, Alabama. Now, she claims the brakes didn't work. But they claim her son just took the test in that car and the brakes worked just fine. Busted! 628 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Got the news coming up in a moment. First, here are the Soul Survivors.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Cause constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. I can find. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded.
Caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Survivors, expressway to your heart. It's 6:30. Local news. Tamla sits at WRJ, and let's see what's going on this morning at 6:30. Once again, here's the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The cleanup is turning into a close down. Less than a month ago, a car plowed through the North Memorial Drive Walgreens in Racine. Now the company says they're closing the store. The two incidents don't seem to be connected. The company will officially close the doors at that location August 5th, according to a notice sent to customers. Walgreens officials say they're working to minimize inconvenience by helping prescription transfers. The company has not provided a specific reason for the closure. A four-story hotel could soon rise beside the Brat Stop. The Kenosha Plan Commission this week will discuss a proposed Town Place Suites by Marriott on land sold to a developer from the owners of the legendary roadside restaurant. The plan is to build a 97-room facility with an indoor pool and an outdoor patio. The Kenosha Committee will consider the project Thursday. And a remembrance for Ronald Hart will be held Saturday. The Racine Raider legend and elected official passed away last week at the age of 81. Visitation will be from 3 to 6 at the Dreger Langendorf Funeral Home, with services to follow at 6. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking that memorials be made for a park bench at the Ives Grove Golf Course in his honor. You can read all about Ron's Racine life online today. There's a write-up at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The big, beautiful bill may have been signed into law, but there's still uncertainty about research dollars and where funding will be coming from. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And that's got many projects up in the air on the UW-Madison campus. Last month, UW Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin sent out communications to all faculty and staff warning that the campus faced immense financial uncertainty and risks. She says UW-Madison has seen more than 90 awards or sub-awards facing a stop work order or termination since January. College of Ag and Life Sciences Associate Dean for Research Troy Runge says they heard that message loud and clear.
Any research that was deemed to be against executive orders, we got messages that they either need to be reviewed further or they were stopped. You know, it varied what, you know, international was an area. There was some research dealing with what we would say, I would call resilience for our agricultural systems, but there are language in there around climate change. And so those are some examples.
Troy Runge with UW-Madison's College of Ag and Life Sciences. He's their associate dean for research. He said in the same communication from Chancellor Mnookin, schools and colleges were directed to reduce their base budgets by 5% for fiscal year 2025-2026. He says right now, Dean Glenda Gillespie with College of Ag and Life Sciences is spearheading those discussions and trying to find a way.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And heat helped improve Wisconsin's confidence in their crop. The latest update shows across the state, 75% of our soybeans are in good to excellent conditions, 2% increase, and 77% of our corn rated good to excellent, also up 2 percentage points this week. That's just a quick update on food and fiber news for a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid 60s. And looking mostly sunny on Wednesday, high in the upper 70s. Dry Thursday, some rain for Friday. Currently it's 66.
I served jury duty one time, and they would put us in the jury box and ask us questions, and if the lawyers didn't like your answer, they could kick you off and send you home. One of the questions was, have you ever been the victim of a crime? I realized very quickly everyone's trying to get out of jury duty, so everyone's trying to top each other so they get kicked off. It's like a game show. I'd never seen anything like this. Number one, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged three times, twice at knife point and once at gunpoint, and I had my car stolen from my driveway, and somebody took my pet from my yard, and somebody smacked me, and that made me cry. Okay, all right. All right, number two, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged five times, three times at knife point and one time at gunpoint, and another time at another point. And I get carjacked every day. And when I walk my pets, people go, give me those! People are always hitting me with bricks. I'm always sobbing and weeping uncontrollably. Whoa, hey! All right. Number three, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I mugged seven people. I stole nine cars. No, victim. Oh, victim. Oh, no, no.
does Lobo mean you and a dog named Boo? It's 6:39, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Got a partly sunny day on tap today. The chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80. Right now, we've got some clouds at Radio Park, 63 degrees. This is odd but true. Do you know almost all of the American flags at Disney World have the wrong number of stars on them? All right, this is why. That way, Disney doesn't have to perform proper flag protocols, like lower all of them at night. I think that's dirty pool. They don't even have the right American flags there. Come on. Don't get lazy. It's Disney World, for goodness sake. Put the right flags up, huh? All right. It's 6:40, local news, timeless hits. I got Aretha now. She's looking for respect. Sakatumi. Boy, that's a product of the 60s, isn't it? It came from the TV show Laughing Sakatumi. They even had President Nixon on that show doing Sakatumi. Could you imagine that? They actually have the President of the United States on Laughing saying Sakatumi. Anyway, 6:42, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, Florida just added a new super speeder law, where driving over 100 miles an hour can land you in jail for 30 days. And how's this for bad timing? A guy got caught driving 104 miles an hour just 2 minutes after the new law went into effect. Timing is everything. 6:43, local news, timeless hits. Here's Leslie Gore. You don't own me.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of yours. Toys, you don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause you don't own me. Change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'd never stay.
I'm free and I love to be free, to live my life the way.
Leslie Gore, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for partly sunny weather today. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers with a high near 80. Right now, cloudy, 63 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, Entertainment Weekly ranked the 30 best sci-fi TV shows of all time. Here are the top five. Starting at number five, Mystery Science Theater 3000. Number four, the original Star Trek that ran only from 1966 to 69. A lot of Star Trek fans don't realize, but you have Lucille Ball. That's right, I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball, to thank for Star Trek because it was a Desilu production. She was the producer. And NBC didn't want to put this show on, and she had a fight to get that show on. So thank Lucille Ball for Star Trek. Number three, Doctor Who. Number two, Battlestar Galactica. And number one, from 1959 to 1964, one of the greatest TV shows ever, The Twilight Zone. Every episode of The Twilight Zone, a winner. When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 643 Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. That's AmeriCash. May apply.
Sail with Seaside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of the marine. Whether chasing the thrill of a robot, timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you new, used, power, or sail. Riverside has it all, from expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage. Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or racineriverside.com. Let's your playground.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
about time. Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Throw my love away, but I still love her so. segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Rescuers on horseback are searching trees and muddy debris for survivors of Friday's catastrophic flooding in central Texas, where the death toll is up to at least 104. Former Navy SEAL Brian Christenberry.
You know, I've had a lot of people come up to me that have lost their children and their loved ones and thanked me. And it's hard to even hear that because they have closure, but we haven't pulled anybody out alive yet.
There are questions about why warnings came so late. CBS's Nydia Cavazos is in Kerrville.
While many are saying, yes, we got the alert, the reality for most of them is that even if they did see these, nothing would have come to mind that it was going to be this catastrophic. This is an area that tends to get a lot of flood watches, warnings, so people here are used to it.
Among the seven campers and staff members from Camp Mystic.